57-year-old Kathy Bell of Lexington has been treated for prescription drug abuse for 4 years at the University of Kentucky. Her addiction began years ago by freebasing cocaine in her Western Kentucky hometown. Later, Bell was prescribed medication for pain. Over the next 20 years, she abused both cocaine and pills. Her physical health came to depend on her abuse of prescription drugs.
If I went to bed at night and did not have a pill for the next morning, I couldn't function. Non-functional. I would get diarrhea, and I just couldn't function.
For several years, Bell has received treatment from University of Kentucky psychiatrist Michelle Lofwall. She sees cases of abuse that date back to changes in medical procedures done almost 2 decades ago when the medical community first took an interest in pain management.
In the 1990s, pain became the fifth vital sign. So doctors actually had to document patients' subjective report of pain and have to address it.
There may be the perception that many drug abusers are not interested in ending their addictions. While admitting some addicts may be content with their state, Lofwall says many also try to escape the cycle of addiction.
Unfortunately, we have more people seeking help than we can sometimes have space to treat. So there are waiting lists in many medication-assisted treatment programs. So we really need to increase access to treatment.
When treating people dependent on a drug like heroin or other opiates, Dr. Lofwall now has many options. She says there are wonderful medications that allow patients to manage their addictions. And as a result, she says there's less drug-related crime. Michelle Young heads special investigations for Lexington's Division of Police. She says enforcing laws that govern prescription drug abuse is different than a crackdown on illicit drugs. Unlike cocaine, Young says prescription medications serve a useful purpose.
How do you keep the, I guess, prescription pills needed for society and for, you know, to keep people from having to suffer from pain and dealing with pain management versus the illegal use of it?
And abusers, both of illegal drugs and prescription medications, may pay a high price. Young says data from a couple of years ago showed an average of 80 drug overdose deaths per month in Kentucky.
Some overdoses are going to be maybe ruled a suicide or, you know, maybe some other underlying issue that I think they're actually being probably underreported. So I think there's a lot more out there than at least, and I say maybe not overdoses, but involving the prescription drugs and maybe other types of drugs.
Dr. Lofwall says some overdose deaths can be prevented with the use of a reversal agent called naloxone. She says there are programs in some large cities where it can be given immediately to a drug abuser who's in distress.
These are programs where bystanders are allowed to give an injection or even an intranasal administration of naloxone to the person that is no longer responding and not breathing.
Lofwall says lots of overdoses are witnessed, but people don't call for help because they worry about a possible arrest on drug charges. Twice, recovering drug abuser Kathy Bell has seen friends die of a drug overdose.
That was the breaking point right there. That's enough. Two people, and they mix these concoctions, you know. They mix alcohol with the weed, with the cocaine and the pills. That's just too much, you know. And it's a hell of a cocktail. It is. You know, your body don't know what to do.
Bell's treatment continues, and she believes 5 years from now she will have more control over her addiction. But she also realizes the threat of relapse will always be with her.
I try to keep my mind focused, keep myself busy, because otherwise I'm going to relapse. And it's hard because I can't visit my brothers now and some of the people that I really care about because of their addiction.
Bell hates the idea of turning her back on people she's known all her life, but a high school reunion this fall worries her because it could trigger a return to drug abuse. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.